Good evening. So we are going to finish up on Chiddush HaOlam, that the idea of that the Shabbos itself highlights and teaches us the very, very important concept. Not only does Hashem recreate the world every second, so to speak, but that the world, every aspect of the world, was created by Hashem. Not like the Greeks, not like others mistakenly assumed, because they can't comprehend a world of absolute nothing, that things were there and Hashem kind of weaved it together or took pre-existing material and put it together. Not like the Big Bang. Again, I said last week, a Big Bang was at least something. There's no soup there. There's nothing there to Big Bang. The Big Bang was a step forward, because until that point they didn't think the world had a beginning. But the true creation of the world, the true in the beginning, meant literally in the beginning of everything. There was no matter, energy, nothing in the world until Hashem created it. And really, Shabbos highlights that. So just to continue on this topic, Ksiv. So the pink is Ve'echulu Hashemayim Va'aretz. Of course, we say Ve'echulu. We say Ve'echulu after davening. We say Ve'echulu on Shemon Esrei Friday night, and we say Ve'echulu by Kiddush. So three times on a Friday night, we say Ve'echulu. So we say Ben Kiddush, Ve'echulu Va'aretz, then we say Ve'echal, and then Ve'yishbo. So Ve'echulu, right? Completed Ve'echal, and then Hashem, the famous part, Tuvin Parsha. Now, what we just explained last week, based on the Akedah, how the Akedah, we have Rabbi Yitzchak Rama Sefer, how he understands what it means, the whole world was created from Hashem, and the significance of that, that if there is a beginning, there is an end, it's finite in Hashem. If there's no beginning, and as Hashem precedes the whole world, Hashem is all powerful, all omnipotent. It gives us a deeper understanding of Hashem. There is nothing in this world. There's no idea of time until Hashem creates the idea of time, which again, we, you and I, our heads can't grasp that, because there's nothing in the rest of the world that we can see that's infinite. So based on that, we can understand what these three terms terminologies are. The Natsia Shas al Parsha. And when I just in order to understand that, we have a few questions based on, or actually with an answer with in based on the Sakeda. Move Arum Kanch Shlosha Dam. There's three separate, distinct concepts of here. Vayechulu, Vayechal, and Vayishbos. So Tzarech Bir, we need to elucidate what are these three separate concepts, all seeming to mean at some level of arresting or a stopping of creation. Again, so something that has a stopping point also has a beginning point, which is finite. B'tchilas ha-pasuk siv v'yechulu ha-shemayim v'aretz. V'lo nizkar miwa pol shol klolos shemayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam. It doesn't say who stopped building the heavens and the earth. Who stopped, who completed the heavens and the world. It doesn't say who. Rak b'stamak siv v'yechulu. It so to speak says it stam, which means indescript. So they just were created by itself. Hashem did it. The next pasuk, Asheni says, Vaychal Elokim, Hashem ended the creation of it. Shemifarsh mihu abayre, the creator. And God completed the work that He did. Why did it not say, says Rav Pinkus, Lama loy kasev kemetchila? Why does the first pasuk not say that Hashem was the one who finished the work? Shekol nasa adei kadosh baruch hu. Why? Lama chilaka in l'shaim? Why say the chol shemayim v'aretz, and the heavens and earth were completed? Why then wait the second person to say that it was Hashem who completed it? Ve'yichulu b'stam achar ve'yichalkim, says the first is stam, and that's ve'yichalkim. Shko inyan apasuk harishon. The truth is, not only is it weird, it seems to be superfluous, redundant, to have the first pasuk. Just say the second pasuk. God completed the work on going into Shabbos. Acharken, and then there's a third Pasuk Vayishbos, and Hashem rested. Right? Not just completely, there was a din of rest. Shu'inin Nesef, which is an additional concept. Shahayisakan Gam Shvisa. Yehuda, you could have looked in a Siddur or a Chumash. See, he went for the Chumash. Shahayisa Kan Gam Shvisa. And it's also the resting with Tzarech Bir, and we have to say, what is, in these psukim, what does it mean, Shvisa? By the way, he's asking simple questions. We say this, I said for a reason, three times every Friday. I wonder how many of us ever thought of this our whole life. Why does it say, Vayichulu? It doesn't say Hashem's name. Then it says Vayichal, which is, so it seems the whole thing is out of whack and redundant. And then Vayishmos, right? I'm just pointing out, these are questions we should have asked. We say it literally three times every single Friday night. And after all of Vayichulu, Vayichal, and Vayishmos, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i, Vayikadosh Oysa, that's how it finishes. Ma'asim Lebroch V'Kadosh Eilu, what's the point of saying this, Vayivarech Elokim, God blessed it, and Mekash, and sanctified it. Kivo Shavas Mikom Alakto, and what do we say? Because Hashem rested Mikom Alakto Mashma Shevichulu Veichal, seems to be after everything where it says Veichulu Veichal Adam Inam Sibus, that Hashem stopped, right? Shemayim Vards are not sufficient reasons Shehel Shabbos Brocha VeKedusha, that Shabbos should be Brocha VeKedusha. It's only because of the Shvisa. So an additional thing, Vayichulu Vayichal are not sufficient to have the bracha and the kedusha that comes. V'chol zeh tzarech bir, all of this needs explanation. However, Amram, l'fia nemar le'il ma'ata psukim is misparshin k'min chomor. What we learned last week, these psukim are very geshmak, and we can have a true appreciation. Again, this Friday night, when we say Vayichulu three times, first in our silent Shemoneh Esrei, then after Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, and then in Kiddush, we're going to have a new understanding of what Vayichulu is. These things are very geshmak. Shlo ratz lahaschil v'loy mashachash baruch u'machash asol. We didn't want to say Vayichulu Hashem v'aretz, Hashem did it right away. Why? Vayishakoydim tzarech lahamid. First, we wanted to explain, we elaborated this last week, that ha'olam was mechodesh, that the world was completed. It was finished. If it has a finish point, it has a start point. The world, everything in the world started and was finished. It was not always there. In order to emphasize that point, it first said that this is the focus. Don't think about Hashem. The world has a beginning and it also has an end of all of the matter. Everything in this world is there already. The idea of the olam ha'achisha, that everything in the world is literally created and new. Nothing was there forever. Dimlav hachi, if we didn't do that, ulai ha'olam kamar chasam, to think at any level concept, the world was pre-existing. Nothing in the world was pre-existing. For alze maskel, because of this maskel, so veichosh to emphasize that. That is shechal gamar v'siyam v'shechlo kol abira, everything in creation, there is nothing, you will not find something new. Even we get to nuclear things, everything was in the world, all the plutonium and uranium, right? It's all there. U'mezet tilmat sha'olam v'chudosh, everything in the world was created and is new, created by Hashem. U'mele yishlo v'chash, again, therefore, it's v'chash. V'zu akdama, v'yichol ha'shan, that's where we start v'yichol ha'shan. Shechal ha'psaka, we see that on this going 6th and 7th, there was an end of all of the creation, Yetzira. Me'elah, Me'ata, now we know that the world was, all everything in the world was created. Well, if everything is, there was nothing there, and everything is created, all the matter, all the energy, all the protons, all the neutrons, all the proton strands, all the DNA, everything, all the soup, wherever in the galaxy, the universe, everything is created. Well, who is there in the beginning who created everything? And then stopped this creation going to Shabbos. The Alzamam Shech, after that point, said, who did all this? Ve'echal Elokim, it was all God. It was all Hashem. Shemizah Sha'asa Hafsek, who going into Shabbos stopped all of this creation, the one who started it all? It was all Hashem. It was the person in the Chishas are called Elokim, Hashem Baruch Hu. So that's Ve'echulu. There's Chiddush HaOlam. Then who is the creator of it all? Hashem. Achar Chach Ba HaInyan HaNeisav. Then we come to explain a deeper concept, because Shvisa, I pointed that kid has a little different explanation. So we explained earlier the idea of the crown of the Malchus. The Knesset HaMelech LeMedina, that when the king comes to the people, is taught to Yisrael, there's two concepts that come out. Chada Masha Ayidei Kishtalma HaMedina V'Shtachlala B'Yoifya. One is the high level, that the king uplifts, gives purpose, right? Just like the chassan comes, we were actually mentioning the wedding movies before the show started. I was at a wedding, right? I went, it's in a nice wedding, the Tulsa one, it's in Marina del Rey, beautiful, by the way. The reason they picked that place, they have a beautiful view of Manhattan, and in Throgs, which is in Bronx, you see across the water, outdoor football, beautiful, beautiful view of Manhattan. But I didn't go there to sit there and look at Manhattan, right? You go there for the chassan and the kallah. There's no wedding. All the food is good food, nice band, some nice people. The whole world, the purpose of the world, the purpose of a country, right, is for the king. It's for this idea. And the second thing is, she has etzem ha-melech b'soichel. You want the reality of having a king is that you don't have, right? You don't have craziness. You have law. You have order. You have everything works. Hashem brings in, and we talk about this at length, about the purpose of the world. That is that melech give the purpose of the world. Much of a melech, it's the Shekhinah comes to the world. That's what Shabbos does. That just like the completion of the world, there's an end point to all of creation. Moral Chedusha, it shows if something ends, that means it can be pre-existent. It's something that's created, something that's finite. So it shows that all of the world, everything was new. And it also illustrates that Hashem is before time, is before existence, and fills everything really is from Hashem. So see, but that recognition, that reality is the reason we have Kedushas Yom HaShabbos, the sanctity, the holiness of Shabbos. Mashasiyo Maisa Bereishis, that all of creation, in the beginning, all of creation, right, you go to the first beginning of Aliyah, and then you come to Shabbos, right? Comes Yom HaShabbos Hamor Al Chiddush, it teaches us that the world, everything in the world is created. By the way, again, all of Tikkuni Zohar is the first 70 Pesukim of Bereishis. If you learn Zohar itself, the beginning, the Sefer Bereishis is massive. The biggest midrashim is on Bereishis. The all of creation, we're not just talking about the physical, we're talking about the spiritual world, right? It's all created. It's all created by Hashem. And Shabbos illustrates it. It also illustrates and teaches you and I, and every Jew, that because everything is created by Hashem, Hashem rules literally everything in the world. Again, we talked about last week. That's why a miracle is built in. It's all from Hashem. It's Hashem's creation, and all of Hashgacha, all of divine providence, is in that world as well. Shekash Baruch Hu, it's Hashem's world. It's everything comes from Hashem. Parenthetically, it's not what he's talking about. Somebody asked me this week that his Chavrusa, I guess it's a more of an advanced Torah scholar learning with a beginner, he asked him a good question. He said, why do we always remember Mitzrayim and we don't remember Matan Torah? We don't remember the Kiddush. So why remember it's because of Kiddush. When we make Kiddush, and then we make the Baruch Hu Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we'll probably get to later in the Sefer, I assume. But see, this person asked me, why in Davening do we always mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and we don't mention Matan Torah? Good to Kasha. So I told him what Rabbi Aaron Sakar says. It's not germane for the second. And I told him the basic reason, so you should tell this chavrus of yours, is that Yetzias Mitzrayim shows that Hashem is involved in all of history. Hashem is involved in all of the world. Matan Torah is a one-time event. Now, again, the Rabbi Aaron has a whole pshat, that Matan Torah, everything Matan Torah, you connect to it. But it was a one-time event which revealed God at the highest level. But it doesn't show that every day in all of history is being manipulated by Hashem. There's hashgacha. There's a purpose in everything. Mitzrayim, everything about Yetzias Mitzrayim is exactly that. And how do, where's that koyach to Hashem? Because everything's created by Hashem. That's what Chiddush HaOilam means. And then Shabbos, every time we have Shabbos, that's what we mentioned, by the way, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, he's not saying, I'm just pointing that out over here. Because that it's connected. The Shabbos is Chiddush HaOilam, Hashem, everything is in the world is from Hashem, and Hashem rules over everything. So of course Hashem rules over all of history, and it rules over your life and my life, and who we meet, and how we interact, and what we do. And therefore, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the greatest manifestation of that. That's for the Seder. Of the Emes, Adayin Ein Zeh Tachlis HaShabbos, but he says the truth is, even with this understanding of Chiddush HaOilam, of the Yichud, of oneness of God, and Hashem's ruling over everything in nature, nurture, history. About the MS, Adayin, it's not even the full understanding of the purpose of Shabbos. Eicha shel Kedusha, we say, Vayivarcha Elohim Hashem Shabbos, Vayikadosh Oso. Hashem sanctifies the Shabbos. With the depth of that is, Mikoyach Ha'ra, Shekash Baruch Hu Boiru Umanik Oilam, that he rules the world, he's in the world, there's a Shechina in the world, but it's also to understand sug shel kedusha ayaris, the other part of malchus, how holy, Hashem is. Lo rak kedusha, not only kedusha, holiness, mikoch bechinas habayra. Not just that we can see everything creation comes from Hashem. El lamayla lamayla gvoyim alayim v'shvisa is mikol tfisa olam. Literally, everything stops. All of the spiritual world, all of the physical world stops, comes to Shabbos. Kedusha Shana Oimrim, right? It's all Tolid Hashem. There's two ideas of sanctity, of Kedusha, holiness. There's Kedusha Shomala Kol Aretz Kevod, that Hashem, literally everything, fills the world. Hashem Shechina fills the world. There's nothing that lacks Hashem. Kedusha Kvod Hashem, right? Like, if you have a king, right, a real powerful king. Again, because we, you and I, don't live in such a world. I don't want to focus on too much. But if we have this, if you're a Hasidic Rebbe, the Chassid's life is the Rebbe. The Rebbe, a big Rosh Yeshiva, focused, very much connected to that. What did he say? How did he do it? By Hashem, it's multiplied infinity, much more. Everything in the world is saying Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Right? When you look at Perek Hashir, all the animals, all of the malachim of the plants are singing Shira to Hashem. The whole world sings Shira to Hashem. We don't see it because we're not tuned in. One day we'll be tuned in spiritually. That the whole world sings to Hashem. The whole world is Kvod Hashem. So everything in creation screams Hashem. But that's question of culture. Kedusha al yoinim in malakatz kedor. But it's higher than that. That's higher than that. It's zel v'yishbo shahanasha oilu v'chashem v'shoyves u'batol. Now, going back to what we said last week, klapi Hashem, everything in this world is shoyves. Rest is nothing. It means the etzem, everything in this world, it's not just a tzimtzum. It's nothing towards Hashem. It's all nivra. It's all created. Remember I said, when you have wood, if its essence is oil, it's combustible, right? Everything, the essence of the world is nothingness. It's all Hashem. It's not just that the world manifests Hashem. The whole world literally is, so to speak, sure. It gives us an understanding where Hashem is. Everything in our world is Hashem. It's not just that I am a creator. I made a watch. I made a table. So the table is my creation. No, the table literally is nothing but for Hashem. This gets to major Kabbalistic topics. But again, the Yishbos is a higher level than the whole world being created. Umeata, and now, Yeshle is topic, Begdara Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. We're talking Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. When we make Kish, but again, when we say Ve'echulo, by the way, these words we're saying should not just, when you say Kiddush, and I say Kiddush, and Kiddush, by the way, is also in davening. You know, the first Kiddush midereis is tefillah already. Chazal were then geizer to do Kiddush ala kais on a cup of wine. But we make Kiddush, we should be thinking about what we're saying. Not just, we should be understanding. We say not just vayichulo, not just vayichal, not just vayishbos. What does it mean? Vayivarech Elokim es yom hashivei kadosh. Right? When we say Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh, Is it the Kedusha of Vayechal? The Kedusha of Vayechal, which shows that the world has a beginning and an end and a creator, and Hashem runs everything? Or is it the higher level of Kedusha of Vayishbos, that the world is nothing but for Hashem? It's not just that the world is, the essence of the world is nothing, and that shows the true greatness of Hashem. Ba'azek Hasiv, and the Pasuk then says, after Vayishbos, Vayavarech Elohim is Yoyim Hashvi Vekashaso, that God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, Be'ezu Echas. How did Hashem sanctify it? Because He stopped everything and showed the true greatness, manifested the Kedusha for you and I, and brought that Kedusha into the world. Mikol Malachtei, Hainu HaBracha VaKedusha, the bracha, the blessing of Shabbos. By the way, again, when you and I and Klal Yisrael keep Shabbos, Shabbos is the source of all bracha. And I said a few weeks ago, not I said, I mean, the Sefer said a few weeks ago, it's not that Shabbos itself is a bracha. The connection to Hashem is the source of a bracha. Shabbos brings that. That kivo kilos kol malachto. Not just it's because Hashem is Shabbos. Shabbos is a baruch hu. Shabbos is the gamri. We call inyan ha'olam. There's nothing that was done on Shabbos, so to speak. V'yom hashvi his Allah, and therefore the kisei hakavod of Hashem that we could connect to, we could see in this world, was that much higher and that much more kedusha of shivisa lamaila maila kedusha yisoyu hugiloi kvodi baruch hu. The more you and I, so to speak, could connect to the greatness of Hashem, the more holy we get. So that brach of Hashem illustrating and manifesting in this world of Vayishbos, showing that Be'etzem, everything in this world is not just Hevel Havolim, it's not just nothingness. Like Shlomo Malach says, all of the temporal, right, whatever people think they run after in this world, you know, They run after pleasures or physicality or corporality or sensual things. It's nothing, that they don't last. So Shalom Hashem says they're really nothing. It's not true value. But really, the deep, right, in Shabbos, of course, shows everything to Hashem. The deep level is that it's not just nothing. The whole world is nothing but Hashem. That's what Shabbos allows you and I to see. And therefore, we can be mamlech Hashem and we can connect to Hashem on a much higher level. The name is Shabbos. What do we call it? We don't say Kala. It's not that Hashem ended the work. It's not that Hashem has the beginning of the world. We call Shabbos at the highest level. Lo Hashem Vayichal. It's Shvisa. It's the third pasuk. It's the third idea. She said, Moira al Melech Elyon Noira. It's Hashem, which is Noira. Moilech Echidi. That everything on Shabbos screams, and everything in Israel illustrates that Hashem, everything is but Hashem. Ein oid movado. There is nothing but Hashem. Milo, milo, mikvoid shamayim, amiskala balamenu. And therefore, as much as you and I can look at a microscope or a telescope and see Hashem, or you can open a history book or listen to a good history series and see Hashem, right? It's that much greater than anything concerning. It's me'ein olam haba. Right? We say Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Olam Haba is the greatest gilui of Shemayim, that we can touch that. Why is Shabbos 1/70th of Olam Haba, right? People look at the pleasure of Shabbos. What he says, the deepest main Olam Haba is the not the sensual physical pleasures of Shabbos. It's the spiritual understanding of connection to Hashem. That's what Shabbos empowers and allows us to do. Amnam be'emes, but the truth is, uve oimek hadvarim eno ken. And now we're going to get to the main concept in the depth of Shabbos. Emes vayichal vayishbos. He says it's really not exactly what he just said. We said vayichal vichul vayichal vayishbos is vichul vayichal is the same thing. Just that vichul is showing it's cheshol and vayichal showing that Hashem did it. But vayichal and vayishbos are not two different things. One higher than the other. He says. Really, Yishbos Atzmo, that the Yishbos also really comes from Vayichal. It comes from the stopping of the world. Why? Stopping of creation. When it's complete and Vinifsika and the creation of the world stops, Nimsa Sha'olam HaMukhosh, so the world is now new. Nimsa Sha'amiti, that the true reality, v'agdaras chefetz shal chefetz b'olam, who is gashmas Hashem, that it's the, where Hashem's keser idea becomes to the olam asiyah, the world of reality, is the greatest manifestation of Hashem. Whatever that means, Hashem's chachma bina das, so to speak, comes to the olam amalchus, comes to the world of us. Yeah? That's the greatest reality of the world. Chomi she yeshu rak b'tzayno yisparach v'dibris kacho, v'inke kedusha Shabbos, it's not just kedusha Shabbos that comes ko'orech l'toycha olam. It's like a guest coming through. Ela kaviyacho olam. Listen to this for a second. You can look at Shabbos once a week, once every 7 days, we have a guest of a shechina. The melech comes and visits. Right? The melech comes and visits. No. Kedusha ela kaviyacho olam kulo, everything in the world. We touched this a few weeks ago. Everything in the world is kosher because of Shabbos. It's not, when we say ve'echal ve'yishbos, it's not just that Shabbos gets us, everything of all creation of all the week becomes kosher Shabbos. She's borrowed because we come to the clarity of Shabbos. Shemaos, that the real essence of all the 6 days of creation, the Shemesh, the sun, and the moon, the Tzva Shemayin, all the heavenly firmaments, all the universes and galaxies, Haaretz, the land and everything that's in it, kosher, Hemetzoyno Yisparach, it's Hashem's world, Sheyesh Shemesh, V'yareach, V'koychavim, that we should have a sun, and a moon, and stars, Umahos, and when you cut bread, when you cut your chal, first you make kiddush, by the way, I'm going to share something, it's an amazing thing, just before I go forward. I was talking at a wedding, I think I may have mentioned this vignette before, by Joel Gadol. I remember Joel Gadolius. So by his wedding, by Joel Gadolius' wedding, so Joel, of course, his background was, growing up was conservative, and Mrs. Gadol, Mrs. Rachel Gadolius, grew up Reform. Okay? Both of their families increased because of the kids, but their wedding was a real confluence of worlds, because they had the Amacha people, they had all the Seed Boys, they had their friends who were Bali Tshuva or with them. And then there were their family's friends who were totally, totally not religious. And because of that, he asked me to do an explanatory chuppah. And this was my first time, this wedding, I did full force explanatory. I've done other explanatory chuppahs, weddings, but half. They wanted the full shebang. Everything I would do, starting in the chassan's room, when they did the tanayim, the ksuba, the breaking of the plate, there's not one thing I didn't explain at that wedding. Not one thing I explained. And it was actually, I think, for the nicest weddings I've ever been to. It was in this hotel. It was very nice, beautiful. And I prepared, I gave every explanation, and I had to speak to a mixed crowd, right? Some people were weddings. As I walked out of that chuppah, I'll never forget this, it was Rabbi Shurin, he teaches in the girls' school called Madrashas Rachel. This is Rachel. The girls' Kiruv school. And he stops, there's a guy waiting to speak to you over there. Literally, this is like, literally, I'm walking back right after this whole thing. A guy sitting there, it must be 75, 80, with his Italian wife, Jewish lawyer, Mr. Joel Gadol's father, Mr. Davis, was a very successful attorney, and this guy was his friend, attorney's friend. He's sitting there in his 70s, I don't know, 70s, early 80s, whatever, he's an older man, and he has a momish and Italian wife, and this is Jewish. He tells me, Rabbi, if I ever knew something in Judaism, so you just taught me today, if I ever thought there was any value, any spirituality, any meaning, I would have lived a different life. He looks at his wife. he never understood there's anything in Rukhiz. I'm thinking myself like, Nebuch. He never had that reality. Okay? A few minutes later, one of the Seed Boys who came to Amachad from Yeshiva Shara Torah says to me, Rabbi, I've been to many chasanas. I always wondered why in the world we do some things we're doing. Right? Now I know! This is a yeshiva bacher who'd been out to how many chasanas and danced away and never thought about it. Okay? I say this for a reason. Like, we can look at Shabbos like, Nebuch, a person doesn't know what to be a Jew, doesn't know what Shabbos is. But I'm telling you, we're learning this. We're learning this because we're a little like the Yeshiva boy. I'm telling you myself, I don't have to talk, I never thought these questions. I'm telling you myself, I try to say kish slowly, but the more depth that we have to understand what it means, vayechulu, vayechal, and what vayishmos, and what it means to be Hashem, what it means to have kiddush. You know, very often in a house when I have a beginner, I'll say, why do we make kiddush? And sometimes, you know, they won't know. And some religious person might say, well, we make kiddush because we're going to bring in Shabbos. I say, well, what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? They never thought about it, right? But we're all a little bit like that, right? And the more we understand what Shabbos is, the more we'll appreciate it. We don't have to be a 75 years old married to a non-Jew, living a non-Jewish life, and say, whoa, I wish I knew what Shabbos is. We also don't want to be the yeshiva bacher who goes to, unfortunately, he's 20 years old at the time, who goes all the way, he's never understood why you walk around, why the ring ceremony, what the tanayim are, what the ksuber is, why the chuppah, why it's outdoors, what's the significance of it, why there's two parts, why you read the ksuba, all these things, never thought about it, and he's been to 100 ksubas, 100 weddings, right? So then he continues, that Shabbos shows that everything in this world, all the firmament, all the sun, not just Shabbos, everything creation, all the other 6 days of creation. And when you cut the bread right after you make kiddush, prusas alechem, he davar kiddush alechem, right? We think, because hamoitzi lechem in ours, we think that the baker, or your wife, or you, whoever makes the challah, they made the bread. Now, who made the properties of that bread? Who created this reality? When you have lechem, it's davar kacho, that chal shvisa gemura, kol mohos olam. Shabbos teaches yeder zach, everything in this world is sanctified because it's Hashem. It's mos kol davar, it's all quite shaman. There's nothing else. It really is the ultimate in all novado. Ma'ata, ayde agilei shel Shabbos. We have this understanding and revelation from Shabbos. Because shel olam, the idea of everything in the world is created. It's not that Hashem is up in the world, in the heavens, so to speak. It's not up above. It's with us. And Hashem created the world that we should have sanctity in our lives. We should have Shechina. We should have Kedusha. When do we get this Kedusha? When is it when we have this connection to Shabbos? Right? And so I'm just going to end an iron fall that I had. Not only, I'm telling you this will change you, and change all of us. When you make Kiddush, should we think of Kiddush? When you wish person good Shabbos, think of what Shabbos means. Think of the word Shabbos. If we say Shabbat Shalom, we also say Shabbos. Or right? When you say the word Shabbos, there's a deeper understanding of what Shabbos means. The essence of Shabbos is the essence of Bracha. It's the essence of Kiddush. But when we understand what Shabbos means, when we understand the other 6 days of creation world, and where everything in this world, both the heavens and the earth, and even the things like lechem, which we bake by ourselves, it's all ratzon, it's all gilui shemayim, it's all kavod Hashem. And that's the bracha in our Shabbos, the bracha through the week as well. We're going to hold here. As I mentioned, we're not going to be learning next week before Pesach. So wish everyone a chag kasher v'shemech. Everyone should have a lichtiga, a holy simcha de Pesach, which should lead us to a higher level. And mirz Hashem, when we resume after Pesach, hopefully we'll all be in Yerushalayim, Eir HaKadosh, Amen. Okay, Kol Tov, we'll be in